I forgot earlier, Tim Ruslow's birthday.
Necessarily so the news.
Sound the bell. A little Texas fame. Tim Ruslow's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Breaking news.
Tim Ruslow's birthday. There we are. It is not necessarily the news. That is our task at hand.
Not necessarily the news.
Absolutely. Indeed. Where we take the news and just make it newsier. You know,
let's
that's just
right
what
out.
We do.
Yeah. Hey, what happened?
Hello. Our Hank FM Facebook Livers. We are back. We are here. We are multi-camera. We are back in business, baby. And it wasn't business as usual for Keith Urban. So if you're going Dickey's Arena this Thursday night, a couple of things to watch out for. Because Hershey, Pennsylvania was last Thursday's first tour stop after the whole Nicole Kidman filing for divorce and saga that went on leading up to that. So Keith Urban gets up there, and there were changes. First of all, for the first time on this tour, he pulled the song The Fighter, which is a song he wrote specifically about Kidman. So that is now off the set list. The guitarist in question, Maggie Baugh, who her dad was asked, and he didn't give a no comment, which fueled even things that maybe that is one of the other women. She wasn't at the show. She wasn't on stage. It was a different guitarist. Keith wasn't wearing his wedding ring, and he started cussing a little bit, and you'll think of me when he sang that. So Thursday, if you're going to Keith Urban, just some fun things to watch out for.
And again, KB has his own Easter eggs because you did say women, not woman.
Did you hear what I said there?
See
it
that?
Was plural.
Speaking of which.
A lot going on.
Taylor's new album.
Yeah.
Comes with a whole lot of perks, but perhaps most importantly, a good carbo load and sourdough. That's what fans got if they pre-ordered it through Walmart. Taylor apparently a big fan of the bread, unlike your lady love, the liver queen, who's full keto. Meanwhile, she's also headed to the altar, like our very own KBNL, and has perfectly summed it up with everything you need for happily ever after and everlasting love.
Everlasting love? I just had to fast forward past something.
He's a blast. He's just the most fun person. Life of any party, even when it's just us. So it's like, that is the goal, isn't it? Find a best friend who you think is hot.
Yeah.
Find a best friend you think is hot.
Yes.
I mean.
We're getting married!
I know.
See, that is a woman in love.
Isn't that right, Taylor Agriers?
It is, yeah.
Her Life of a Showgirl, by the way, in limited theaters, AMC only, and it dominated the box office, like 30-plus million. So if she even does that, the album's been streamed more than any other Spotify album this year and all sorts of streaming records for the album. It is Taylor's 12th album, but it's the first, really, that she doesn't have a guy to whine about on. And it's Taylor in Love. And that is, some people are not really feeling that, according to the kiddo and her service.
What do you think about that, bro?
That's what I think about it, Nick. And, but Jerry likes it. Jerry Jones asked, because, you know, Taylor and Travis and the team, that you know, whatever, Kansas City Chiefs, they're coming for Thanksgiving to play the Cowboys.
That's so sweet.
And Jerry said, quote, "We would have an elaborate seat for her if she should attend the game." Continued quote from Jerry Jones. "Nobody is a bigger fan of Taylor Swift than I am."
Wow.
It continues, quote from Jerry Jones, "I appreciate through her interest in Kansas City, word salad, but I can't get enough Taylor Swift," says Jerry Jones.
It is, yeah.
I'll bring the
we're going to have fun with that. Thank you.
Cowboys.
How about him? Yeah.
Sing it, baby. Those are three words that can change the entire trajectory of someone's life. Not just Jerry Jones or Taylor Swift. Yeah. That would be one Lionel Richie. He reveals in his new memoir that he couldn't figure out what to do as a young man. He was as shy as could be, so he decided to pursue a career in the priesthood. But then, he joined a band called the Commodores in college. And someone yelled out, "Sing it, baby," in a nightclub. Oh. And the rest is history. He thought, hey, really got a thing for this. By the way, He also attended Tuskegee on his prowess on the court and was there on a tennis scholarship.
I'm surprised somebody from the crowd didn't yell out,
"Hello!"
And then... And he joined the Commodores.
That was during the Masters program.
In Trump weekend news, he spent the birthday of the Navy yesterday with the Navy. 250 years, so happy birthday to the Navy. They had a lot of fun out there. Played YMCA by the Village People, not in the Navy, which would have... But also, in currency news, it is very rare for a living anybody to be on U.S. currency. In fact, there's actually kind of almost laws in quotes about it. But that may change as the U.S. unveiled a draft design for the number one $1 Trump coin.
Oh!
To mark the 250th independence next year of the United States of America. So this would be a coin. On one side, it has Trump with the whole clench fist of
MAGA.
Fight.
Yeah, so this is a draft design. It has not been approved, but it is in a House measure. And it could happen for next year.
MAGA.
They're on the, I guess, who's using still coins, right?
America.
Yeah, that's, well, yeah, I've got, yeah. It's not the bit. It's the Trump coin, not the Bitcoin.
Yeah, okay. It'll be the Donald on 747 tomorrow.
So there's catfishing, there's dog fishing, there was breadcrumbing, and now the newest dating trend is zipconing. It's kind of like when Michael Scott dated Pam's mom on The Office because her exit was right on the way home.
Oh, yeah.
Finding love now is about geographic location, convenience, and people are cutting out those who do not live within a specific zip code.
Say about those that work closely together.
No, yeah.
Does make it a little
I think
longer.
You guys qualify for this.
I better not pound three times yet. It's next hour we do that.
You love her for more than her zip code, right?
And then he's got a permanent zip code here soon. Diddy didn't get the 11 years prosecutors were going for, but the judge on Friday sentenced Diddy to 4 years in prison.
Going down.
So he was also ordered to pay like $500,000 in restitution and parole and probation, stuff like that. Diddy broke down in tears, evidently, before the sentencing happened. And he was pleading to stay out because he had parties booked. To which 50 Cent has said, "I'm available, by the way, for those parties that Diddy booked that he will not be at because he'll be in prison for 4 years. Good news is for Diddy, we can actually finally take him seriously as a rapper.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
I'm in prison, man.